Maori Boys Interested in the Truth. Banks Terrace, Wellington, New Zealand, July 13, 1893. The Maoris are the native race of New Zealand. They are very numerous throughout the colony. They own considerable land. They have their political meetings and elect a member for the parliament. They live in communities by themselves, one chief having sole control of many acres of land, and he provides food and clothing for all under his care. They own a very nice college near, 20 miles from, Napier. They employ Church of England clergymen as instructors. Many of the Maoris are members of the Church of England. At this college, they employed a Mr. Everson and his wife to do cooking, etc., and they believe the truth and are expecting to keep the Sabbath soon. Mr. Everson was requested one day by one of the boys to step into their room and explain the scriptures to them. This was cheerfully done. As a result, the boys became very much interested. They went with any number of questions to their minister, who soon became very much alarmed over the matter. These boys were young, from 15 to 17 years of age. As soon as they would get a little glimmer of truth, they would go to the nearest pa, where several Maori families live, and tell them, and they would gladly receive it. Three of these boys were members of the Church of England, and one was a Roman Catholic. One boy wrote home to his mother, requesting that she would let him go to the Melbourne school, where he could learn more of the Bible. Soon after their attention was called to the truth, they had their vacation, and three of the boys went to their respective homes. The Church of England people wrote to their respective families, warning them in regard to the truth, and it is difficult to hear just how these boys will come out. But Sister Caro has a deep interest in them. The young man who wrote his mother for permission to attend the Melbourne school received a reply from her saying that she was willing he should go. But since their vacation, he has not made his appearance, and it is supposed that through prejudice he has been hindered from attending. But the most interesting part is that one of the New Zealand boys has accepted of the truth, was baptized, and is keeping the Sabbath. When he first asked permission to go and visit Mrs. Caro of Napier, the schoolmaster granted his request, saying that he had no objections to his visiting Mrs. Caro. But when they found out his interest in the truth, and that he had really made up his mind to keep the Sabbath, it changed matters very materially. Then they could not say enough against Mrs. Caro and the Adventist fraternity. So this Maori boy, or rather young man, left the school and made his home at Dr. Caro's for a few days. His name is Maui Pomare. He is a half-caste of rather high rank, and is a great-grandson of Pomare that took the Chatham Islands. He belongs to the Chatham Islands, and his near relatives are members of a sect called Tuwaitis. They believe in a prophet and are opposed to education. Maui Pomare has always worked from earliest boyhood to elevate his people, and being of rank, he was granted the privilege of going to school. He has improved his opportunities and is thought much of by them at Te Aut College. He designs to become a medical missionary, that he may be the better able to elevate his people. He expects to leave on the August boat for Battle Creek. Last week he went to visit his relatives, who are very numerous, to tell them all about his plans. He expects much opposition and thinks likely that they will disown him. And when they see that he will not abide by their judgment, it is quite likely they will cut off his means of support. He is anxious to spend some of his time translating tracts into the Maori language. We rejoice that the truth is being carried to the Maori race.